A very good morning. You're welcome to this morning devotion time as we reflect on the scriptures that have to do with wholeness and how God wants us to be delivered from any kind of oppression. In today's teaching, I'm going to focus on causes of problems in our life. We spent our time to just look at three important things. We looked at how man is made up. We looked at man is made up of three. He's a tripartite being. He has a spirit, who has a soul, and he lives in the body. So we spent much of our time where we said, when we are talking about the soul, we are talking about our emotional being, we are talking about our mind, we are talking about our will. That's what is comprised in the soul. And that includes our thoughts, our reasoning, our imaginations, our memories, and our thinking pattern. All these emanate from the soul. We discussed about the difference between the brain and the soul. We said the brain is the physical organ, while the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions, which are non-material, like the spirit, but very real part of us. And we briefly said, we do not see the soul under any medical scan, but it is real, the soul that it is real. And then we also mentioned that the mind affects the brain and the body. And then we looked at sicknesses of the soul. We looked at the soul can be sick in terms of hatred, depression, controlling fears, worry, anxiety, poor self-worthy, deep-seated sense of rejection, feeling of inadequacy, deep sense of failure, feelings of inferiority or insecurity, suicide tendencies, lust, addiction, and so on. These are the sicknesses of the soul. Then we looked at what is the result of these problems, what can affect our soul, what problems emanate out of our soul. We looked at patterns of behavior and choices, emotional well-being, relationship problem. We looked at life experiences of failure, debt, infidelity, comes to divorce. We also looked at physical health, that our mind affects our body. Today we are going to focus on the causes of problems in our life. And remember, I'm relating it in terms of how we are made up. We are made up of the spirit, we have a soul, and we live in the body. So we are looking at what causes problems we face in our soul. What causes problems? So we are going to look at few problems that emanate as a result of our condition of the soul. Number one causes of problem is wrong thinking, wrong mindset, and wrong believing. I've mentioned three things: thinking, mindset, and believing. These are key factors that can affect our mind. These are very, very important points that really can affect our lives, and they can bring a lot of challenges in our life. You see, the devil is called the deceiver or the father of lies. He is the father of lies, according to John chapter number 8, verse number 44. He is the father of lies. He is also called the accuser of brethren. He brings deception. He brings accusation. Revelation chapter number 12, verse number 10. He is also called the tempter. He tempted Jesus Christ in the wilderness. We see him bringing all kinds of wrong vision. In a split second, he showed Jesus the entire world and the authority they are in, and said, I'm going to give to you. He was tempting Jesus through the vision that he showed him. Satan goes about like a roaring lion. You see, that causes intimidation in the lives of people. Deception talks of lies. He is the accuser. He is the tempter. He brings intimidation that comes upon the people. You see, these are the challenges that comes in our own life. And he begins to put in a form of thoughts, imaginations which are wrong, reasonings which are wrong, arguments in the mind. We must protect our mind. We protect it against lies. We protect it against accusation. We protect it against intimidation. We believers must stand on the solid word of God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is out there. Sometimes whatsoever is happening in your own life, it's just the deception of the devil. You need to know that he is a deceiver. He wants to deceive you. He wants to deceive your destiny. The other point that brings problem in many of children of God is wrong speaking and wrong words. You see, it starts with thinking, mindset, then believing. Now we are dealing with speaking. Words that you speak, they are very crucial. They are very important. Words that people speak can either bless you or hurt your soul. When we are talking of your soul being hurt, we are talking of words that are coming and they are coming directly to your mind. They are piercing your emotions. The Bible tells us and say, words are like a sword. He said, who sharpens their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows? Bitter words. That's Psalms 64, verse number 3. Words are very important. They can build or they can destroy. They can bless or they can curse. The Bible says there is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes good health. You see, even your health is related to your soul. Even your prosperity is related to your soul. So the Bible is telling us we should be watchful of the words that we are speaking or words that we allow people to speak in our own life. The Bible says pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. You see how your health is connected to the words. Wrong words that we have spoken to ourselves and wrong words that people have declared about our life, wrong words that others have constantly speaking over us, which we have come even to believe them. These words can become the starting point of our wrong thinking, and these may cause emotional problems in our life. We must develop the ability to receive or to reject what people are saying. So this morning, watch over the word that you are speaking to yourself and the words that people are speaking over your own life. We need the ability to counter-react and limit the impact of negative words in our life. Negative words that people speak with what God has already spoken about you. You must come to a point where you believe what God has said about you. Say this to yourself: I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. I will become everything God has promised for me. That's the word that you have to keep. So, wrong thinking, wrong mindset, and wrong believing can cause problems in your life. Wrong words that we speak can cause problems in our own life. The other thing that can cause problem is deep-rooted sin in our life. You continue in sin. You hurt your emotions. You destroy your emotions. So you have to ensure that you keep sin away. Why is that important? Because continue deep-seated in sin will open the door to demonic influence in your own life. There will be demons that are going to torment you, that are going to afflict you. So it's important that you quickly watch over the word that you are speaking in your own life. I'll be sharing with you the danger that will come as a result of just this simple small sin that we have allowed, and they have caused a lot of problems in our life. The other fourth area that causes problem in our life, you see, there are traumatic experience that we have gone through, diverse, deadly or bad experiences. We go through difficult circumstances. Some of the people have gone through abuse. These cause traumatic experience in their own life. Bad experiences. Probably you have been hurt by somebody. Maybe you have been abused physically, sexually, in any other area, even emotionally, you have been abused. These factors, they cause us to have a lot of challenges in our own life. Maybe there is strife in your house. This strife will affect the family, to affect the children. If there is continuous ongoing strife between parents, not only are they parents hating each other, but children are growing up in such an environment where the environment is hostile for them. The environment is affecting their emotional life. These children can develop an example of deep-rooted hatred towards sometimes both of you as parents. Sometimes it can go only to one parent. It could be a male or female parent. They will grow up with this bitterness in their own life. We must also understand that carrying emotional hurts and wounds like hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, and anger, these are sins that become the entry point for the devil. That's why the Bible says, don't go to bed angry. Then the next one says, resist the devil, he will flee from you. You see, you can't resist him effectively if you are going to bed with anger. This morning, find time to call for peace in the house. Remember, we are not afraid of evil spirit. They are subject to us. We have authority over them in the name of Jesus Christ. So we talk about these. We do so without any sense of fear or any sense of alarm in our own life. But we recognize the fact that these must be addressed. These are real issues, real challenges that people get involved into. The fifth area where we see that people can go through a lot of challenges is involvement in occultic or false religion. In occultic or false religion. False religion, I'm looking for. When you are dealing with occultic, we are looking at the power aspect of the devil. You go out to look for power. When we are talking about divination, we are talking about you go out to seek for information in wrong places. You see, these are two things that people are pursuing today. Power and information. I want to know about my future. Yes, you have to know, but the best place that you can go to tell you about your future is to God. So involving yourself into occultic or divination, it can open the door to demonic influence in your life. It will open a door in the area of your own life where demons will be connected to you and begin to torment you. Demons that are associated with idols, with charms, with fetish kind of activities. Demon can also inhabit a place. They can inhabit a house. They can come in a room. So get rid of all those unquestionable objects in your life. Pray and cleanse your house from all kinds of forces and all kinds of evil. Declare God's word in your own house. I need to stop here for today, and we'll continue tomorrow by God's grace as we look at another aspect. This has been your friend, Pastor Chris Mulunda. We meet at Lawmakers Lodge every Sunday, 14 hours. You can call me on this number, 09777073766. Let's pray together. Let's believe God together for His divine intervention. It's Shalom, Shalom, until I come on your way again tomorrow, same time. It will be of a blessing for you and for me and for the entire family. God bless you. Bye-bye for now.